I should be writing number 416. Hi there, welcome to I Should Be Writing, the podcast for wannabe fiction writers, and I'm your host, Murr. And I said that there was a Twitter thing I wanted to respond to, and because Twitter has changed itself so much now, it takes me a second to find. Aha! There's where they hide the likes. Here we go. Alright, so Aditya Bidikar on Twitter says, "Over time I've tried to explain to people that as an adult, the concept of failure is basically meaningless, especially when you're trying to build a creative life." And they quote Paul Williams talking about doing a movie called Phantom of the Paradise in 1974, which was a huge flop. And in Mexico, a 16-year-old boy comes up at a concert with an album, Phantom of the Paradise soundtrack, to sign it. And he was nice and had a little conversation. And then now he's working on the musical that kid is writing because it's Pan's Labyrinth and it's Guillermo del Toro. Pardon me if I did not say that very smoothly. And he ends up with, "What is the lesson in that? The lesson for me is being very careful about what you label a failure in your life. Be careful about throwing something around, something in the round file as garbage, because you may even find that the headwaters of a relationship that you can't even imagine it's coming in your future." So one thing I get out of this is, of course, the point he was trying to make, which is failure and successes are subjective, and maybe if something is not a monetary success, it could lead you somewhere in the future still. But also, what I get out of it is, you never know how your work is going to affect somebody. My first book was a silly superhero, sort of an anti-superhero book, called Playing for Keeps, and it was funny and silly, and I'm glad I wrote it, but, you know, I've moved past that part of my life now. But I had somebody come up to me at a con and start crying because I had written a female protagonist that, you know, was strong in her own right, and she'd never read that before. And I was astonished because I just wrote a silly story about people with funny superpowers, but it hit her in a different way. I've had people say that you know, my silly books have gotten them through sitting by the bedside of a dying loved one, you know. So you never know how your work is going to affect somebody. And that's it's really important. So when you finish a project, I just got done being interviewed, and I used the phrase, you know, there are no wasted words, because, you know, if you are writing and you go off and it's basically words you're going to toss because you're not going in a good direction, you still know which direction to not go in. And so you've learned something. And so whatever you create is going to achieve something, even if it's just to uncover something that's kind of ugly that you realize you don't want to write about, but now you know. A lot of my day today has been on the phone. Haven't gotten a lot of writing done. Hope to get some done and shortly once I'm done with you guys. I'm working on the structure of my new novel. Is one of the structures of, I'm going to introduce lots of different characters in different points of view, and then bring them all together. And I know this is a pretty standard storytelling thing, but I've never done it before. You know, with Six Wakes, I kind of did a lot of separate flashbacks, but I did not, but they were all together in the present day from the beginning to the end. So I'm trying to figure this whole new thing out, especially since it's a murder mystery. So I think the whole murder mystery thing still kind of scares me, even though I've written two. Maybe I'll get the hang of it eventually, but we'll see. You know how to find me, Murverse.com, MightyMur@gmail.com, @MightyMur on Twitter, @MightyMur2 on Instagram. That's the numeral 2. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Keep sending me the ideas for episodes because they really help out. And I'll see you tomorrow. You should be writing. Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/MightyMur. I Should Be Writing theme music provided by John Anilio. You can find more about him at johnanilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license.